"That is all very well," you will say, "and no doubt it is a great virtue to care so much for moderation and perfection, but why should the Greeks have been the only people to develop this quality in olden times?" For an answer, I shall point to the way in which the Greeks lived. The people of Egypt or Mesopotamia had been the subjects of a mysterious supreme ruler who lived miles and miles away in a dark palace, and who was rarely seen by the masses of the population. The Greeks, on the other hand, were free citizens of 100 independent little cities, the largest of which counted fewer inhabitants than a large modern village. When a peasant, who lived in Ur, said that he was a Babylonian, he meant that he was one of millions of other people who paid tribute to the king, who at that particular moment happened to be a master of Western Asia. But when a Greek said proudly that he was an Athenian or a Theban, he spoke of a small town, which was both his home and his country, and which recognized no master but the will of the people in the marketplace. To the Greek, his fatherland was the place where he was born, where he had spent his earliest years playing hide-and-seek amidst the forbidden rocks of the Acropolis, where he had grown into manhood with a thousand other boys and girls whose nicknames were as familiar to him as those of your own schoolmates. His fatherland was the holy soil where his father and mother lay buried,